With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. For the second year in a row, President Biden is skipping an interview on Super Bowl Sunday. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
In recent years, American presidents have been interviewed by the TV network broadcasting the big game. The pregame interview provides a large audience, and it has become a tradition. But President Biden declined an interview with CBS News this weekend. He skipped last year, too, opting not to sit with Fox News. Joe Biden is not the first president to say no to a Super Bowl interview. In 2018, Donald Trump decided against an interview with NBC News. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The White House says President Biden has told Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that Israel should not go ahead with a military operation in the densely populated Gaza border town of Rafah without a, quote, credible plan to protect civilians. Netanyahu has vowed to send the troops in, saying there's no other way for him to finally rout out Hamas. Over half of Gaza's population of 2.3 million have fled to Rafah. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher says he is not going to run for a fifth term in office.
The Saturday announcement comes after Gallagher's vote last week opposing the impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over the impacts of illegal immigration at the U.S. southern border. The margin fell just one vote shy, with Gallagher as one of just three Republicans who voted nay. Gallagher is a former U.S. Marine who grew up in Green Bay and has been chairing a House Select Committee investigating the Chinese government's threat to the U.S. George Williams reporting.
A new IRS Inspector General report says the agency continued to allow 20 contractors to have access to sensitive systems, despite the fact those contractors had failed their background checks, and this as recently as July. It's not clear exactly why they were allowed. This is SRN News. A Christian activist and his wife have written a children's book designed to counter the transgender message. Ryan Bomberger says the title is He.
It celebrates boyhood, it celebrates manhood, it celebrates men who are masculine in a culture that constantly talks about masculinity as toxic, and we just present an honest narrative of men who lovingly provide and protect, especially fathers.
And it's got something for mom and dad, too.
After all the adorable rhyme and the illustrations, we have a section that says, what does the Bible say? And it just reminds Christians, okay, here are reference points. And then the next page says, what does science say? Because science is constantly reaffirming Scripture.
Last year, Bomberger and his wife, Bethany, released She Is She, which does the same thing for girls. He says, with public schools pushing transgenderism on small kids, it's important that Christian parents address the issue. This is SRN News. Another fight amongst adults at a high school basketball game.
But this involved the wife and daughter of John Gotti Jr., the namesake son of New York mob boss John Gotti, 55-year-old Kimberly Gotti, and her 25-year-old daughter Gianna. They're accused of assaulting a woman after the lady had asked them to stop cursing at players. The woman says the pair punched her, pulled off her hat and wig, and additional people joined in the fracas. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, February the 11th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including band leader Sergio Mendez. He is 83 years old. How about a couple of former governors? Florida's Jeb Bush is 71. Alaska's Sarah Palin is 60 today. Actress Jennifer Aniston turns 55 years old. This is SRN News.